evening.
With Bad Mormons.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm your sober friend, Tiffany.
You're my friend?
I am.
You're my friend. Are you on the right podcast, Tiffany? We don't like sober people around here. Just kidding. We love you. Welcome to our show. The show where we tell you stories about stupid shit we've done while we were drunk most of the time.
Right? We also tell you about cool shit that's going on and shit that we think is stupid.
And you have to listen to us because
you want to. That's why you're here. Hooray!
Oh, did I mention we are usually drunk while we're telling you about times we were drunk before? It's right. A lot of fun. It's really good. You're going to like it.
Especially for me.
Mm.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry, Tiffany. We can't cheers you because you're far, far away.
And I'm a breatharian.
And you're a breatharian.
What the fuck is a breatharian?
Tiffany, that's are you referring to Johnny Rainbow and Dr. Lovewith?
Yes, I am. I'm a new convert to Johnny Rainbow and Dr. Lovewith, who I think died of starvation because they're breatharians.
Yes, they only breathe air. That's all they need for their sustainment. Air and sunshine, I believe, if I remember correctly.
You are correct, sir.
No, this is real. When I used to work at the co-op, me and Tiffany worked there at the same time. I don't think you had started working there yet. It was a book, right, Tiff?
Yes.
It was like a diet lifestyle book where first of all, it was like, oh, be vegetarian. Then it was like, oh, be raw. Then it was like, oh, just drink water. And then it became like, oh no, all you need is air to survive. Your body gives you everything it needs. Obviously, Johnny Rainbow passed away from starvation for fucking real.
And what then a moron.
And I think Dr. Love Wisdom changed his ways, decided to start eating.
I was like, oh, it turns out substance is it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Sustenance.
Well, I just said it really fast thinking that it would work out. But
substances are good too. So anyways, let's give a shout out to our patrons. We have a new patron this week.
We have a very good patron.
We have a new patron. His name is Snickers.
And he's such a good boy. He's
such a good boy,
yes,
Snickers.
He is.
Oh, what a good boy. Let's get him a cookie.
Cheers to all of our patrons. You guys are rad.
Yeah, you guys are cool too.
He might not be as cute as Snickers, but...
I don't know. We got some pretty good looking patrons.
That's true. We sure do. It's a good looking podcast all around.
So let's repent.
All right.
Obviously not for being too good looking. I mean, maybe for being too good looking.
You know, it's really unfortunate for the rest of the people who aren't quite as good looking as we are.
Tiffany, have you done any evils that can't be undone without repenting to our Lord and Savior?
All I've done is evils.
Well, I would like to say that I promised that we were going to talk about Ted Lasso this week because we're like the only people on the planet who haven't watched it. We finally got Apple TV, so we're allowed to, you know, finally participate with the rest of the world,
right?
But I didn't watch it.
Listen, we're very busy people doing very important things, you know, for humanity.
Mm.
And
philanthropic.
I talked about that last week. I was gonna say I started watching the Power of the Rings. That was great, but I haven't watched any episodes since we recorded, so
yeah, I haven't really had a lot of time to get in any trouble because I've just been at fucking work all day and night forever.
Boo. Well, I repent for Mandy for working too much. I have nothing to repent for because I'm great.
As usual.
Totes. I'm an angel. I do have some stuff for Mormon Corner though.
Ooh.
Are we ready for that?
Tiffany, I am.
You ready?
So as we did last week, I found a part and I think somebody jizzed all over these pages and they were stuck together because we didn't see anything about our Mormon Trail cookbook that wasn't food. It was more on how to cure ailments. I have some more I'd like to go over.
Well, I read a few of them in the beginning. I did.
Okay.
But you're right. Some of the pages were jizzed together because there were not as many gems as you have uncovered.
It's a fact.
Could you imagine somebody like, oh yeah, headaches. Oh, infection boils. Yeah.
Get it.
Jizz.
So Mandy was talking about how she had a little bit of a headache, and so I found a cure for her, you know, because
thank God, because it hurts.
It's what hurts. It's what I do best. So there are four steps on this. Now, I don't know if they're all actual steps. I see three steps that would count as steps, and then a fourth thing that's just confusing. But so headaches, here's how you cure them. You tie a flour sack around your head. That's the first thing
is
you
that
do.
Flower like F-L-O-U-R or flower like a crown of flowers?
No, flower like the powdered flour
you make bread with.
Yes, you would make bread with. But that's not all. Next, you put turpentine and a beef tallow. I don't know what a beef tallow is, but in a
beef fat.
Okay, in a bandage and tie it lightly around your head.
Turpentine and beef fat in a bandage. Tie it lightly around your head.
Check. Three. Smear brow with crushed onions. Right. Okay. So that
thank you for pronouncing them correctly in the Mormon way.
Onions.
Onions.
Listen, onions is hard to say.
There's no G in onion.
Onion. Onion. Whatever. Onions. You know what? I've had enough of your shit, Mandy. Four. Now this is where, you know, it gets even more interesting. Now it doesn't actually tell you to do anything other than when you get your haircut, gather up all the clippings, bury them. Old timers would never allow their hair to be burned or thrown away. It is too valuable. That's all under headaches.
I've not been burying my hair. That's why I get headaches.
Right? So somebody's doing voodoo on you.
So now how do you feel about going to the doctor, Tiffany? Change your mind?
Don't need absolutely no doctor. I got the Mormon book.
I have hair to cut and bury.
So the other one I wanted to read was because, did I tell the story about how I got bit by a dog yet?
I don't think so.
So maybe. The other week, a couple weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, I got bit by a dog. So little dog, he was a miniature pincher and he was up on his rabies and all of that. But I did get a puncture wound in between my pinky and my ring finger, like in that like skin in there. And it hurt really bad. It got really swollen. And man, I was like, I was reading on the internet that you're supposed to go to a doctor within 8 hours of getting a dog bite. But I was like, yeah, what? I'm just going to go to bed and see how it works out. We'll see what it looks like in the morning, right? So in the morning, you know, the swelling had gone down by the morning, but it wasn't down. So Mandy looked at my hand and was like, Charlotte, Jesus Christ. Like, if that swelling's not down by tomorrow, you're going to the doctor. I'm like, that's fine. But yeah, I had no knuckles really.
Mm-hmm, it was bad.
But it wasn't super red or like, you know, it's swollen, but you know, it wasn't, I didn't feel like it was infected because I did wash my hands immediately after being bit and then put hydroperoxide on it, which I read somewhere probably on the hydroperoxide that you're not supposed to use it on puncture wounds. But I also know that dog saliva is gross. So I'm like, it's fine. So now cut to the next day, the swelling has gone down. So I still haven't gone to a doctor, but man, my hand hurts. And I keep cleaning it with rubbing alcohol and hydroperoxide. So I'm at work, right? And I have to like blow dry people's hair. So I work with my hands a lot. And one of my clients comes in who's a nurse. And I was like, oh, you're a good person to ask. And I was like, now don't go bite my head off or anything. But I was like, also, I got bit by a dog. And she just stops, turns around and looks me in the eye and is like, Charlotte, your job is your hands. I'm like, yeah, I know, but you know, it's fine. She's like, do you at least have a tetanus shot? And I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, when did it happen? And like, I guess it was within the 3 days or like first thing in the morning, because they're closed now, go get a tetanus shot at the very least. Like you can go get one at like CVS. She's like, you can go to a doctor. I was like, I don't want to get the doctor. You know, I don't want to go to a doctor. They're going to try and get like the paperwork of the dog. And I just don't want to get the owner involved with it. So it's fine. It's fine to worry about. Anyways, my hand hurt so bad for a week and I couldn't figure it out, but and I was talking to my clients, but I was like, yeah, I don't know. And I Googled why you're not supposed to use hydrogen peroxide on a puncture wound or rubbing alcohol for that matter, is that it actually, the oxygen in the hydrogen peroxide bubbles and eats away at the membrane that you need for it to heal. So that's why my hand wasn't infected, but it wasn't healing. So the one night I didn't clean it, the next morning it was so much better. And I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, note to self, don't use hydrogen peroxide or rubbing alcohol past the initial cleaning of it. But what you should do for a puncture wound is, number one, pour kerosene oil over the cut or or soak it in the same three times a day. This will also remove the soreness. 2, mix lard with soot from a chimney. Thin with turpentine and pack around the wound.
What the fuck?
3, chop up a red beet leaf and make it a plaster to spread over the wound. You're welcome.
I don't need no doctor.
I got my cookbook. It tells me what to do when I get bit by a dog. Oh,
yeah. I have a question. Mm-hmm. 2 questions, actually. 1, Charlotte, was the dog Snickers?
No, it was not. So it's a different dog. Snickers would never.
He's a good boy.
He's such a good boy.
Snickers is also single-handedly boosting our algorithm in the greater Sacramento area right now. Okay, 2nd question.
I think I forgot it already. Oh, yeah, I already did. I know that you need to use hydrogen peroxide in oral wounds, though. That's okay. I asked an EMT once.
For an oral wound?
Yeah, like if you get a cut in your mouth, absolutely use hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, that makes sense. I think cuts are fine. It's if it's a puncture wound.
And well, no, even cuts on your flesh, you don't want to because it eats away at the flesh and shit.
Oh.
It's like a zombie.
Hydrogen peroxide. What's the point of having hydrogen peroxide?
Because they didn't know that before and they used to use it on wounds.
Okay. Well, okay, we're learning a lot today. Mm-hmm. And this is how we avoid going to the doctor.
We should also mention we are not licensed medical professionals in any way. Please don't sue us for this medical advice we're giving you.
If you'd like to sue anyone, you can sue
the Mormon
Trail Cookbook, who wrote this shit. Doesn't say.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Right? So you can sue those people because I'm just reading from their expertise.
All right, you know who I forgot to give a shout out to that I wanted to say? Before we were started hitting record on this thing, we were talking about our good friends, Nate and Janelle.
Oh, yeah.
And we have made a lot of plans without their knowledge or consent about them being on the podcast. So if you guys are listening, we're going to reach out to you because Tiffany's got a really great idea for Nate.
Right.
You want to give him a little spoiler alert, Tiff?
You can.
Okay, so instead of 1.5 stars, you know how Tiffany is always angry and hates everything, Nate's little segment will be called 5 stars because Nate loves everything that in Tiffany's eyes is questionable. And how did you say it?
Dog shit?
Worst pile of dog shit you'd ever seen?
That was one thing he had recommended.
Actually, the best would be Tiffany and Nate having their own podcast.
Yeah, that would be really good.
About movies. And it would.
I don't think it would be.
No, I'd listen.
No, I think it was just me being like, this is garbage. You'd be like, I don't know. It's really good.
I'd listen to that.
Yep. I'd totally listen to it.
Anyway, let's move on.
We've got some
shit to talk about and it's cool.
Well, is it cool? I feel like that right there is like an in between cool shit and this motherfucker.
Well, let's talk about the Trick movie that you found.
Oh, okay. So I'll tell you this. I have not watched it yet. I was scrolling Twitter to see what I'm angry about today. Right. And
Twitter's so good for that.
It's really good. And again, I couldn't tell you the person who wrote it, but he had asked, what's your favorite hidden gem movie? A movie that most people have never seen. So mine is always High Strung because it's great. You can only get it on YouTube. And then, you know, some people were saying like The Burbs and like...
good movie.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of good movies in there.
Not hidden gem though.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was on there. And I'm like, that's a bit of a... No, I mean, if you think about it, most people, if you ask 10 people on the street, most people haven't seen The Burbs and probably not Kiss Kiss Bang Bang too. But anyways, really? There was one called...
I don't know. Well, let's do a poll. We'll find out. Anyway, sorry.
I'll put it in my Instagram. Have you seen The Burbs? Yes or no? And we'll come back next week with the results. So that being said, this person had written a movie called Trick or Treat. And I'm like, well, I like horror movies and this Halloween-y time. What is this about? And I see it stars Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that that sounds amazing. And I need to watch this. And then he also followed up with a little bit of a detail of what it's about. So Ozzy Osbourne is a preacher who hates that devil music. And Gene Simmons is a DJ who plays said devil music. So, I mean, clearly it's going to be amazing.
What a twist.
Right? Because they both sing the devil's music.
I would watch the fuck out of that.
Right? I'm pretty excited about it. So I have, you know, you can talk about your cool shit. I'm going to Google what platform we might be able to find that on.
Tiffany, do you have any thoughts on Trick or Treat?
I can't remember if I've seen it or not. I want to say that I did, but you think I would remember, like, if you told me instead of Ozzy, it was Meatloaf is the preacher who hates the devil music, I'd be like, absolutely, I've seen that. But I don't know about Ozzy.
What's
I did watch.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I said I did watch a movie that was awful that Nate recommended. It was called Moonfall. And it was so bad I fell asleep, so I can't be as mad as I should be, because part of the reason I get so angry is because my evening is just gone.
It's
time. You know what I mean?
Never get back.
You'll never, you're like, well, I started it at 7, now it's 10, and I gotta go to sleep.
It's my
but I passed out. What?
I was gonna say, it's of my opinion that yes, it was a waste of your time, but now you get to talk about how horrible it is, which is valuable in of itself.
That's valuable.
Well, it depends on the movie. You know what? I was at the library the other day and I saw Cloudburst in the comedy section.
For you longtime listeners, you'll remember Cloudburst. Fucking Cloudburst.
How could you forget Cloudburst?
How dare you? God, I'm gonna have nightmares about that tonight. I almost did forget about it.
So anyways, Moonfall. I saw of it, dog shit. It's like the moon is falling towards Earth. And the only one part that actually really stands out, that like I woke up to see it and then was like, oh my fucking God, and then passed out again, was they were on a rocket ship to go onto the moon, but the moon was so close and the tides were coming up over New York that it engulfed the rocket ship, but then it still shot out of the water and you're like, so it didn't like quench the fire of the rocket ship, like
engines.
Yeah, it didn't fuck up the engines. It's like, no, actually it's fine.
Come on, Nate.
Okay, so it looks like we can watch Trick or Treat on Apple TV for $3.99, Amazon Prime for $2.99, YouTube for $2.99. But no, there's not anything on here that I can watch it for free. I'm going to have to ask my friend if he could maybe just give me a little favor.
You know what?
I'm going to download it.
I'm going to pay the $2.99.
Yeah, you're going to give him the money?
We're going to watch it on Amazon Prime.
Fabulous.
If it's $5.99 to buy it, I'm going to buy it sight unseen just because of the description.
Perfect.
So. All right. Should we talk about the real reason that we're all here together?
Yeah. So this is our kind of going into this motherfucker a little bit.
Is it cool shit or is it this motherfucker or is it just
sad?
Neutral.
Is it just the worst?
Our sister Tiffany sent us a little video message and she was like, hey, have you guys seen this new thing on Netflix called The Sins of Our Mother? We're like, no, we haven't. Oh, you should watch it. Okay. And then we watched it.
And then it was
excited. I wasn't like, I was not like, oh my God, you guys should totally watch it.
No.
I was like, you guys should need to watch this.
I think Tiffany's exact words were, hey, have you guys seen Sins of Our Mother yet? No? Yeah, why don't you watch it and get back to me?
Yeah, that sounds more accurate.
And so for those who haven't watched it, little bit of a spoiler alert. It's actually an ongoing investigation. I wouldn't say investigation. The investigation is probably done with by now, but the trial isn't even over with. The trial's not until 2023. It's about a Mormon mother who, you know, has three kids and, you know, with one, you know, one son is from a previous marriage, and then she married another guy and that was awful. And then she married another, you know, she's gone through husbands a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she has two kids with her third husband, who she ends up cheating on and kind of falling in with this, like,
it's a cult.
I mean, and again, it's because she was so Mormon. She believes that she talks like Moroni and like other fucking Mormon shit. And I hate all organized religion equally. Well, no, that's not true. I hate organized religion. But the thing about Mormons is that because you're so like indoctrinated into believing that when you hear voices, but it's not even hear voices. If you have an overwhelming urge about something, that's God talking to you or an angel or whatever. So it's like, oh, I really want to fuck my neighbor. Well, that's God telling me to do it, right? Whereas most people be like, no, I just have an urge to do that, but that's not right. So I'm not going to do it. Some people, and again, I'm not saying this is, you know, this isn't just Mormons, everybody does it, but I just feel like it happens to Mormons more often that they justify it with religion.
We also have a jaded perspective.
That's fair.
But,
and, you know, when you have a cousin who is a prophet and your mother who speaks to God on a regular basis, you know, it's a little triggering.
There was a lot of, go ahead, Tiff. What did you think?
I was just going to say, I did not know that Moroni wasn't a real angel. Max told me. I didn't know that.
He's not?
What do you
apparently
mean?
Apparently not. He's a Mormon angel, but he's not in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't.
There's this whole thing where Joseph Smith, like a lot of the names that he chose for things in the Book of Mormon, they come from these Captain Kidd pirate stories that were real popular at the time. And so Moroni was the name of a island or a port. I think it was the name of a port on an island or something. And so that was his angel. That was the name of his angel.
And people are still like, I believe that guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people. That's
funny.
A lot of people were related to.
Right. Love you.
Right.
Love yeah. you, 38 cousins that I can't name.
Right. except the ones who are listening to our podcast and our clearly, patrons, we love you. We're recording this for you, you know.
Right. help us help you. Actually, most of them, I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
They're good. Recording it for you, meaning for your entertainment.
Yes. Not to help you escape your crazy cult.
No, no, no. A couple of things that were really standouts for me for that show. So I'm just going to pick up where you left off. So she had the three kids. She, you know, ended up separating from the guy that was the father of two of her kids and basically like the father of her kid from her previous marriage. They all considered him the father. He was like trying to reach out to her family. Like, she's crazy. Something's going on with her. She's being so strange, so weird. He tried to call the cops. She took all of his stuff. She took his truck. She, you know,
drained the bank account.
Yeah. Drained the bank accounts, all this crazy shit. And then goes on to basically, I mean, there's a ton of spoilers, like we already said, but she basically like,
when he believes that he is a prophet, he hit his head on a rock, right?
And who believes that?
Oh, sorry. So the guy that she ends up.
We haven't quite gotten to that
sorry.
Yet. So I'm just trying to explain the husband part.
I gotcha.
So essentially what happens is her husband is killed in a self-defense shooting by her brother. And so the kid's dad is dead. And then turns out she meets up with this guy who ends up being the cult leader. And yes, that's one of the things that was so triggering, was like, he's claiming he's a prophet, just like Prophet Tyson and prophet, whoever the right. prophet of the church is now. And anybody who wants to be a prophet can be a fucking prophet in this religion. Cause you can just make up your own little sect of it. And
right.
be like, this is my Mormon and I'm the prophet. So yeah, so that was super triggering. And right. then
well, it's because she didn't meet him after he died. She met him well before that. And he pretty much started talking about, you know, people that their spirit would leave their bodies and they were zombies.
Yeah. They were light spirits or dark spirits.
You could be like a level 4L. That means you're four light, or you could be a level 6D for Stark.
Am I missing anything? What do you think about that so far?
Well, I was going to tell you guys that it's three different fathers, not just two. The girl is from her husband that was beating her, or maybe that was, and then that guy was raping the son, which you maybe right. want to cut that out. But and then yeah. the third kid was the one that they adopted, which was his brother's kid.
Yeah, we're not editing any of this, by the way. It's late, and you can't edit Zoom, so
right. And why would you want to? We're fire.
Yeah.
I also think that Charlotte was like, oh, you know, with this religion, you can hear voices and say, oh, that's God talking to me. But, and I think it's partly that, but I also think it's partly just narcissism. Like, you have a narcissistic personality and like, you are so fucking special that God wants to talk to you. You could just make that shit up.
100%. But I feel like whereas most families don't coddle or nurture that narcissism as much, this religion does. And I got that not just from our own experiences, but I'm on a lot of subreddits about it. And like, there was, you know, I think I talked about it on a podcast once, but she's like, oh, my mom, you know, I listened to a lot of New Kids on the Block growing up. And my mom told me for sure that she heard from the angels or God or whoever that the daughter was going to marry Donnie Wahlberg. Like, it was happening. Right.
I read this. She's not lying. Yeah. She's not making it up.
And that, you know, she, you know, and it just, again, it sounded so much like our mom, where it's just like, whatever's popular at the time or whatever, you know, fed into whatever it is that they want to happen. They're just like, oh yeah, for sure. And it's just like, and other people would chime in going, oh my God, you just described my mother to a T. And I'm like, yeah, mine too. Right.
I guess that's true. And like when mom said that I was like super, super sick as a kid. And then instead of taking me to a doctor, she had four men put their hands on me and pray. And she felt the spirit go through my body. And that probably fosters some of that too. Like, well, why did they get to, you know, have the spirit go through them? And I can too.
Right.
That's a super common thing, actually. That happened anytime any of us were
sick. Yeah. Richard, he had Perthes growing up, where he had to wear the Forrest Gump, you know,
leg braces.
And sure enough, the missionaries came by and prayed on him. And
they take oil.
Right.
They put the oil. And we had a bottle of that oil in our fridge when we were kids. They would take the oil out, put it on their hands. Put the oil on your head, and then everyone put their hands on your head. And
he didn't have to wear his braces much longer after that, but he had already had it on for years. And also, one of two things. He may have not really needed it in the first place. The doctor was just scamming us, or it was almost time for it to come off anyways. And then we got to say, oh, it's because the missionaries prayed on him. You know, it's just like, and whatever feeds your narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't imagine.
Or maybe. Sorry.
No, go.
Or maybe it's because he's the cousin of the son of the morning star, and you know, therefore he's special.
our cousin, the prophet, is on TikTok. Did you know that, Tiff?
Oh, Jesus.
Unfortunately.
He's on TikTok. If you guys are interested, we're not going to link you, but you got to go find that shit for your goddamn self.
Is it as boring as his
yep.
YouTube? Oh, man. I just want nuggets of information so I can quote them and laugh. Make my job easier.
He does have a don't tread on me flag behind him.
Of course he does. We have that same flag that Charlotte got at a War on Women concert. And it's got the snake and it's the big yellow flag and everything, but it says, don't grab my pussy.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, I don't know if we want to like, just tell the whole rest of the story. You can watch it on Netflix. It's a pretty famous case.
Right.
Like,
she ended up killing her children.
Yeah. The guy that she was fucking, you know, they ended up taking the two kids. The grandparents didn't know where they were. They took them to Rexburg, Idaho. To, you know, God's Mormon country. And they had a bunch of people in this cult, and they had all rented this like whole side of an apartment building. And when the grandparents finally sent the cops there to like check on the kids, they all bailed. And I don't know how long after that they had murdered the kids, but it was because this guy, the cult leader, was like, oh, they're dark spirits.
We got to kill them. So yeah, they killed her husband. Her brother killed his wife. Cult leader killed his wife. Cult leader killed her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that we'll find out in court, kind of a thing. But he
finally, they found the remains.
Yeah,
yeah.
The kids are dead.
The kids are dead for sure. Yeah. But like, who murdered them? It's hard to say. And he tried to burn them, and like, just it's all bad all around. But like, when there's so many audio clips of her talking that sound just like mom, and it's terror. It's like, oh my God! Like, I never thought mom would have murdered us, but now I'm kind of like, maybe she would have. Like, if she had met the wrong dude. And he convinced her, but you know, I do have to say that mom, when she was married to the polygamist, you know, bought us bunk beds. And he said, if my kids have to sleep on the floor, your kids have to sleep on the floor. And, you know, she said, I'm out of here. So I'd like to think that there is a line in the sand, but there was a lot of similarities.
Well, it depends on when this mythical cult leader met her too. Like that a point, probably not, but during the Mission Viejo years, maybe we would have been dead.
Right, yeah, maybe that's true. But also like, in the end, you know, there's audio of her son that survived. So the older, kid's married, has his own kid, was talking to her and just like, Mom, how could you do this? Like, you ruined everything or whatever.
He's talking to her while she's in prison.
Yeah. So she's in prison. So she can't say anything really to implement or what's the word I'm looking for?
Implicate
herself. And, but you know, he's just like, Mom, like, how can you, she's like, I'm really sorry that heartfully, like, I'm really sorry that you feel this way. You just don't have the full story. And, you know,
because you can't see the big picture.
And yeah, it's just like, well, go ahead. No,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you did. But yeah. And it's always just like, well, again, it's like, well, I'm sorry that you're upset, but you know, my crazy idea is right. And you're wrong. And just because I had to murder your brother and sister, you just don't understand. They were zombies, you know, yeah. Pretty much just is what she's saying. Right. It's just like, fuck me.
That was pretty triggering.
Right. It was that one was like, I know that you're upset about this thing, but I had to do it because God told me to. And I was like, go fuck yourself. Like, yeah, not good. So anyways, that was really good. You should all watch it. And while you watch it, our mother.
Or really not just our mother, but it evokes so many different stories of Mormon women.
Right.
Like we were saying, it's, and there are so many different facets of Mormonism. Like, you know, you have your regular, like, I'm thinking of like our father, you know, like you have your regular, yeah, just nice people would, you know, just want to do right by others. They teach us the values that we should know, how to look out for the underdog, how to take care of your neighbor, how to be kind to other people.
Right.
And like, and that is all
good stuff.
Well and good and awesome. And that's a really positive part of that religion. But like in the wrong hands, man, that shit just, people get murdered. People,
blood atonements crazy. And fucking, yeah, zombies. So like the blood atonement, like that was proper fundamental Mormonism, right? And they were trying to go back old school. This is just cults splintering off, which again, our cousin does, which we, you know, you see it. Our cousin had a cult that he then had his prophets splinter off of. So now you're so far off, yeah, right? And those people are in prison because they're fucking awful, right? Yeah. It's just like, there's just so much awfulness about it. But, you know, I'm a prophet. I'm the chosen one. I'm the one mighty and strong. Fuck off.
I'm not just a fat trucker.
Let's not fat shame people. I'm just,
well, can we fat shame trucker? There we go. Okay. Good point.
He was mean to me on Facebook that one time and I'm never gonna forgive him for it. Right. He told me to move out of my own country.
Of course he did.
Well, I actually, we're doing this on Zoom, so I can't really see the clock and I don't really know where we're at with time. I kind of feel like I had a little thing to talk about DeSantis, like shipping those families to Martha's Vineyard. And there's a little bit more backstory on what happened. Do we have time for that? Do you guys want to hear it? Is it interesting?
I think so. I also heard a counter perspective that I want to get mad about. So Mandy hates Bill Maher and for good reason. The guy's a douche, but I watch a show because it will sometimes give me a perspective that I don't always see because, you know, when he's, you know, super liberal, but he'll go center a lot. And so he was trying to say, he's like, no, I saw the interviews with these people who are Martha's Vineyard. You know, and you know, they were happy. They're happy. They got to, you know, all these people are feeding them and giving them places to sleep. Like they were super happy about it. I was like, but that's not the fucking point. The point is once that charity's gone or whatever, like they're not equipped to help them anymore.
Yeah. Once the party's over.
Right. So it's like, yeah, of course they're happy, but now we have to get them jobs and we have to do the thing. And again, they weren't doing it to better their lives. They were doing it as a political stunt at their own expense. So fuck that.
Yeah. I was just going to say there was some talk about, you know, how the, how it was funded, and it was COVID money. It turns out it was like, it was paid for with interest. That was COVID money. So it wasn't actually COVID money, okay. But the guy who, it was basically Governor Ron. I hate using the word governor because I feel like he should just be a turd in a toilet. Turd in the toilet, Ron DeSantis's administration. It needed a company it could trust to carry out this controversial program. So it basically, it chose this Vertol Systems company, which is an aviation company, and its primary business is training pilots. But one of the guys in his administration has ties to that. And so it was basically like, hook me up with your friend or whatever. We'll pay for it with the interest from this thing. And it was like, kind of, I mean, it wasn't illegal. None of this was illegal. It's super shameful and horrible.
How about the human trafficking?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It was
fucking
the definition
illegal.
Of human trafficking. Right. You're right. You're right. I forgot about that.
But he didn't steal money. Well, it's not fraud. Well, you know. Yeah. But yeah, fuck. What a douche.
Yeah, I'm upset about that. I'm upset about the fact that it looks like nothing's going to happen to Matt Gaetz.
I can't even begin to understand how that's happening. From what I read, and I could be wrong on this, is that the reason why they're not pursuing it is because the victims pretty much are prostitutes. So they're not reliable sources
I read the same thing,
but they're underage prostitutes, like
sex
workers. And also there's a money trail. And you were saying earlier, like his friend pled guilty and
already
like
to it.
So it's just like, you're fucking guilty of it. What do you mean? You're not going to fucking press charges. But I was reading the Angry Staffer, as I do. And I love that man. He,
or a woman.
Well, no, he has Mrs. Oh, I know, it still could be a woman. Yeah. He talks about Mrs. Angry sometimes, yeah. And they're a little angry.
Yeah.
But he was, they were saying that someone was asking, like, do you really think Matt Gaetz is going to get away with this? And he's like, I don't know if he'll get away with it or not. But he's like, I'm not putting any faith in this leaked information that he's not going to get prosecuted, because he's like, it just doesn't seem likely, but who knows? So I'm holding out hope that they're maybe just making it sound like they're not going to do it, so he'll feel safe, and then they'll fucking pounce on him because
maybe.
He's a fucking pedophile piece of shit, human trafficker.
Yeah, fuck Matt Gaetz, fuck Ron DeSantis. And you know what? While we're at it, just fuck Don Trump Jr. and his whole fucking family.
Right.
That's actually pretty cool that they're all getting sued by the state of New York.
Yeah. But you know, the one thing, so they're fraud. Being sued for, what is it? $2 million. It's either, I want to say $265 million or it's $625 million. Those are very large different numbers. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis. That what they're being sued for is nothing. They need to go to prison. Mm-hmm. They, you know, like the fact that bankers and all these people can just pay fines, mm-hmm. rather than actually have to pay with their lives or their, you know, a portion mm-hmm. of their lives, which is what prison is, mm-hmm. then everybody will just pay the fine, because just like the stock traders who do these naked shorts and things like that, they're like, well, the amount of money I made far outweighs the fine. I'm going to keep doing it because I keep making more money than I have to pay back. So mm-hmm. why are there...
Could the Kushner was did he get the $2 billion from selling state secrets or
that's
national
kind of
secrets?
Thought. It's like no advisory job is going to get $2 billion.
Yeah, nobody really knows,
right? And that's treason.
I would also like to point out, as I do very often on this show, so but I will repeat it as often as possible. The difference between $1 million and $1 billion, they sound very similar. So I think a lot of people kind of, oh, it's just a billion. 1 million seconds is a week and a half. 2 billion, or sorry, 1 million is a week and a half. 1 billion is 32 years. That's a huge, huge fucking difference. So when you're talking about $1 million and $1 billion, understand that, yeah, even let's say one, you know, $6 million is nothing compared to 2 billion.
Your mind can't truly comprehend that size of an amount of money.
Right. Well, which is why I think that the years, you know, a week and a half versus 32 years is a pretty good start to it.
Yeah, that changed it all for me.
Right. And I think
so you're telling me he got 64 years worth of money from the Saudis.
Yeah.
And I only have like 2 minutes.
I got like 60 seconds.
Right.
Hey, should we hear a word from our sponsors?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back.
We're not going to do the Holy Ghost notes.
Oh, hey, let's go hear a word from our sponsors.
There's no editing. We can't go back now.
Shit.
Well,
I love my Holy Ghost notes. I eat them every day. Without the devil's sugar, so I can never stray.
Every boss can beat the family of up to 23.
They are prayed over at least 3 times by the bishop, dad, and me.
You're welcome.
There's going to be a whole commercial that we're going to record one of these days when we get our shit together. I promise you. It's going to be about, what do you feel guilty about sinning for? Did you think about masturbating once when you were a teenager? Holy Ghost oats will forgive you. Did you steal your neighbor's newspaper? Holy Ghost oats. Hey, if you guys have any sins that you want us to add to our commercial, why don't you send us to our email, Gmail, fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
DM us too. We'll check both.
I know, I got a good one.
Yes.
Did you one time eat 36 Twixes that were supposed to be for your family for dessert for the month? And you sat down and you ate every single one of them in a sitting? Do you need to repent for that? Holy Ghost notes.
But you need to eat it on top of all of those Twix.
Did you ever pee into a cup and try to make your brother drink it, but then he found out and then your dad made you drink out of that cup for a whole month?
Holy Ghost notes.
Holy Ghost notes.
No, it's lemonade. Try it. It's good.
Did you one time break into your high school and steal candy from the, oh, I should stop. This is candy. I'll keep going. Did you one time steal 2 boxes of candy from the special needs class and then you took it home? Yeah, I did that. I still feel bad. And then I felt so bad I couldn't eat it and I gave it to Kimmy and Colin. Wow. Oh my God, dance.
Good times. Yeah. You should go write a check to somebody, I think.
I have a sugar addiction.
Hey, we got a story for you, Tiff.
I'm ready.
So we had a celebrity come to our town and perform at a local music venue, and we got like 75.
Donnie Wahlberg!
God, that would have been
so close.
He was star of The Burbs,
Ian Ziering,
Boys, The Goonies,
Stand By Me.
It was totally, yeah. Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Did you guys go?
Yeah. We got some free tickets. We had like 40 free tickets.
A lot of free tickets.
And you guys didn't fly me down? You know, I've still never seen him.
Don't worry, you're gonna have your chance because he's never gonna stop. He should stop, but he's never gonna stop.
I wanted a whole party. So like our friend works at the Coach House, and if a show isn't selling very well, they will give free tickets out because they're hoping to make up on the back end dinners and drinks, right? So she gave us a fuck ton of tickets, and I was like, this
is
a great
picture of it, right?
Oh yeah.
We'll use that for that.
So, I mean, that was only in that picture was just like 6 or 7 of them. I had a whole stack off to the side, but I was going to I'm going to get all my friends to go and we're just gonna have a big party and we're going to show up wasted and I'm not going to work that day or the next day. But I didn't realize the actual dates of it. The day we came back from Las Vegas, it was the next day. And I was like, shit, I'm hungover and I don't think I'm ever going to drink again. So we didn't do it properly.
I had to work and I completely forgot that it was even happening. And I have this new job sort of thing. And I'm so busy that I don't even look at my phone ever. So I get out of there after working like a 12, 13 hour day. And I see the text message from Charlotte. She's like, are you coming? You're wasting all these fucking 40 tickets or whatever. I was like, oh my God, it's tonight. So I'm in my work clothes and I just race over there. I'm super tired.
and ended up meeting them there at the venue. And so our friend who gave us the tickets is working, and, you know, seats us in the best seats, center stage, but a little bit far back because we don't want to actually make eye contact with Corey.
I don't think I can handle it.
So it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of energy happening. And so do you want me to just, I'm just tell you my experience. So we're sitting next to this group of people who we are now friends with. They may even be listening to the show. We started talking because the one guy turns around to me and he's like, "So are you a Corey Feldman fan?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, yeah."
He's like, "That's the only appropriate answer."
And then every time something fucked up would happen, we would all just look at each other and like give a, you know, a nod, and then look back.
We understand.
Like, yes, we're all on the same page here. Okay, good. And it was like, so how it started was we missed the opening band. I heard they were probably better than Corey band. But so the lights go down, everyone's cheering. The house is probably like,
it's 25%
full. 25%
full,
I would say. And so the lights go down, and then his wife, who's part of the band, the only remaining angel. Her name's Courtney Feldman. she comes out and she like gets the computer and pushing some buttons, and it's dark, and it's going on for like 3 solid minutes, and everyone's like, "What's happening? Like the lights have gone down.
Do we clap?
Yeah, what's you know, this is awkward now. It's awkward." And so finally, she hits the right button, and all of a sudden, like just straight cut to, you know, sound and music, and it's all, you know, pictures of Corey and the movies he's been
right,
and everything he's done, and
world famous.
Well, yeah. Corey Feldman, blah blah blah, and it's
star of fill in the blank.
It's edited.
Dream a little dream.
Yeah, right, totally.
It's so, you know how poor our editing is from this podcast, right? It's, I mean, it's passable, but it's, you know, it's not great. It was like if you gave a laptop to a group of kindergartners and was like, edit this together.
Smash.
Yeah, it was just like hard cuts, blank spaces, nothing. It was awful.
It was really awful. Bad.
Like, I was looking at Charlotte like, this can't be real.
And I'm like, it's happening.
Then the lights like slowly come up a little bit, and the band walks out. There's 4 of them, right?
Right.
And they all have these big flags, and they all say different stuff on them, but it's like, it looks like Woodstock flags, sort of.
Yeah, it kind of hippie-ish.
And they're marching around the stage.
Yeah, and there's fans going too, so that
so the wind's blowing it. That was weird. And then he stands like with his back to it. Was it his back to
us?
Yeah, like kind of Jim Morrison style for way too fucking long. Well,
he's building up anticipation.
But there's nothing else happening. Like, there's no background or nothing. It's just
the drums aren't
there.
Starting or anything.
It's, we're all just like, yay. I don't know.
And I think there was a lot of waiting for applause. That happened a lot.
Maybe, but we weren't sure what we were supposed to be doing because it was the time. There was no timing. There was no, nothing was working right. And so when he finally did turn around and start singing and dancing and doing his moves and stuff, I can't remember what song he sang. I don't think it was like, because most of the songs are just cover songs from his movies.
Right.
But I think it was probably like an original song, maybe.
Who fucking knows?
But so imagine this, Tiffany. I want you to picture this. Did you ever watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Do you remember it was in the very first season of Black Mirror, that episode called White Bear, where that girl's like trying to get help and she's running through the town and she wakes up the same day every day and it's the same thing and everyone's just filming her and nobody will help her?
You remember that? No, but I don't have to.
She's like running down the street, she's like, somebody help me, and everyone she sees just has their phone out filming her. That was exactly what happened at this show the whole night. It was just a nightmare on the stage. It was like worse than karaoke, and nobody was like smiling or kind of holding their phones up filming it.
there were people who were into it.
There was a few here and there, but at first, like before people were drunk or anything, that's all it was. Like, I looked at Charlotte and I looked at my new best friend and I was like, and I told him exactly what I told you. And he's like, holy shit. I was like, look, every single person has their fucking phone out. Nobody's making any emotions. They're just watching the fucking train wreck.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you this.
It was so great.
I know that you'll go on a bit more, but I feel I'll put in right now.
This is not my first Corey Feldman show.
How did the first show compare to this show? Tell me about the first show.
So the first time I went was pre-pandemic. Again, I think the tickets were only $15, but it doesn't matter because I didn't pay for those either. Because again, it wasn't selling well. And our friend was like, hey, did you get your tickets to Corey Feldman yet? I said, oh no, not yet. I need to get them. She's like, don't, I've got tickets for you. And I'm like, okay, thanks. You know, because honestly, I probably wouldn't have gone. I mean, I want to think I would have, but I probably wouldn't have. But anyways, so me and Craig go, and it's just, it's, we're at the same table we were at, only I was at the front of that table.
Okay.
And so we were not allowed to film. I actually got reprimanded a few times for it. It was very no cameras allowed. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not filming. He's like, I see it leaned up against the water bottle. Stop it. So for those who are on my Facebook that you've been, I share it every year. The memory comes up of that I was doing Facebook lives of it. But it was kind of the same, her editing skills, it was the same awfulness, but they added more to it. So now it's more grandiose. Before it was just like, oh, star of these things. But like now there's like more like boom music behind it.
Fireworks.
Right. But not real fireworks, just pictures of fireworks in the screen.
Then it just goes to black.
Right.
2 minutes and then something else pops up.
But at least this time we had musicians and nothing against those other women, but I don't think they were necessarily picked because they were good musicians. It's because they looked good in lingerie.
Yeah.
You know, they could play the bass. And actually there was a girl on drums. You could see it in her face. She's like, why the fuck am I here? Like she could play drums. She was good at it, but you know, she wasn't the skinny type, but she was like, what the fuck? And they all have halos on, right? Awful. Mm. One of the songs that they sang that you'll get to is called Good Enough. You know, it's like my wife, Courtney, is going to sing a song from my movie, The Goonies. And so they don't say the name of it or anything like that. Cause again, when I saw him, he didn't say, I will also be singing songs from movies that I've starred in. He said, I'm going to throw it back and sing one of my old ones. And I'm like, what? Does he have old music? I don't know. Cause he had, as far as I was concerned, this was his first album that had come out this time. Now he's got two. And that was an Ascension Millennial came out. And I shit you not, I was
like, oh, Ascension Millennial.
Because I'm like, I know this song. But he sang Good Enough. And it might have been the worst fucking rent. I could sing it better than her. And I'm not a singer. It was so bad. So when she was singing it this time, I looked at Mandy. I was like, she is so much better this time. I think she took lessons. And Mandy's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, that's how bad it was the first time. It was so cringy. I was so good. I loved every second of it.
Do you think anybody in the audience paid?
Yeah, probably. But here's the thing. Here's what happened. So by the end of the night, like everybody got their videos. And then, I mean, not even halfway through the show, like people were bailing. It was bad. It was terrible. And so I would say about halfway through the show, half of that 25% had left. And then by the last quarter of the show, there was 30 of us.
You guys?
Right.
Maybe 30 people in there.
And yeah. But I will say this too. That man does not let it deter him. One bit. He sings his heart out. I don't know if that's acting or what, but he's just like, I'm fucking doing it and I'm really good at it, right? And he doesn't notice that everybody is either laughing at him or leaving or, you know, going or just on their phones on Twitter, you know, or whatever.
The venue does.
He is still dancing his fucking heart out. He is singing his heart out with lyrics that don't make sense and doesn't sound good. And he does at least 5 outfit changes. Like that man. So when I saw him the first time,
his outfits were actually really good. All of his outfits.
Because he took them from his movie sets.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, because I thought that too. I was like, how does he have money for all those wardrobe things? Because those are really good outfits. I was like, oh, look, he's in that outfit in that video from when he was in the 80s. Oh, Jesus. So yeah. But when I saw him the first time, so the way the coach house works is, you know, there's the stage, there's a staircase. And when you go up the staircase, there's a bunch of little small rooms that people can rent out to watch it. And again,
they're
the box seats. I would have actually paid for that. Like, cause it's $100 on top of your ticket price. Totally worth it. But then there's
disagree.
Well, listen, it's not, listen. So for those who are
want to shy away from a good, you know, high priced item for myself for luxury.
Well, again, compared to where we were sitting, it would have been luxury. But that's where the band gets together before. So the green room, essentially. So that's where they hang out before they come down. Well, that would be way too many stairs and too long for Corey to do the outfit changes that he would need to do to put on a production that he has become accustomed to. So what they did was, underneath the stair is kind of an open space. They just put up a trash bag and he changed behind that. This time, now he, behind the stage is where the, again, normally musicians, you know, they travel with their drum kits and all of that stuff. So in the back is where the tour bus would be. And that's how people, you know, that's how they leave and avoid all of the people who are waiting out in front of the coach house, right? The place to go is in the back. So he would go back there and probably just change, and there's nothing back there. So he doesn't have to worry about it. Actually take a break from the heat of the coach house, because there's no air conditioning in there. Mm-hmm. And that guy, like I said, dancing his heart out. So that was new, that he changed his outfit, but the outfits were the same. Clearly, they always will be.
There's only one.
I'm just saying, that jacket. He may dance his heart out, but venues won't keep hiring him if they're not making any money. So it could have been the last chance I ever had to see him, you guys.
That's true.
You wouldn't have come anyways.
That's true. I'm keeping my cat alive, but if my cat wasn't sick, I would totally be down there.
Well, we did take some videos, so we can share those with you, but they're not. Actually, you know, I didn't take any videos. The only pictures I took that whole night were, I was like, I like that jacket. I think I could make that. And I was trying to get a picture of him, like when he would turn around so I could get the jacket. I was like, stop fucking dancing, Corey. I want to get a picture of your jacket.
I took
plenty. Is it the jacket from Dream a Little Dream?
No. Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's a, I don't know. It's a good,
I think Corey Haim actually had the jacket.
Yeah.
I do think that the best song that he sings, besides Essential Millennial, is the Lost Boys. Young boys don't cry. Little
sister. Oh, he goes for it.
Oh, he's the saxophone. Everything is so good.
Oh, here, I got one other part of it, Tiffany. I almost forgot to tell you. So he did a really long, rambling, not even exaggerating, 2 minute long introduction for his guitar player, bass player, that happens to be the grandson of Robert Mitchum. And I don't even know if he actually ever said his name, but he's just like, oh, Hollywood royalty, blah, blah. And it reminded me of McRae. Anyway, I was like, I know Hollywood royalty. Go fuck yourself. You're nobody. I know real Hollywood royalty. Thank you very much.
Craig was very excited when he heard that. He's like, oh my God, he's a master of blah, Ryan's daughter. And I'm like, I'm fucking out.
But the guys we were with, so we were getting shit faced. Like, it started out with some martinis, and then we had like shots of whiskey in the middle, because it was just, everyone was uncomfortable and it was awkward for everyone, so we're trying to get wasted. But so I ended up showing them my because I have a Corey Haim tattoo on the back of my leg. Andrea, as you know, has the Corey Feldman tattoo, and our best friend tattoos put together say Death by Stereo. So I just have the Corey Haim death tattoo.
For those who don't know, from the movie The Lost Boys.
Yes.
So and they're so younger. And the style of tattoo would be like a Mexican kind
of. No, it's just American traditional.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking of Day of the Dead, but you're right. That wouldn't be right at all.
It's just the word death. So I showed them the tattoo. I was like, oh, you guys are going to get a kick out of this. And the one guy was much more wasted than the rest of us. He was, you have to show that to Corey. You have to show it to him. And I was like, I don't want to go up to a stranger and be like, hey, I have a picture of your dead friend tattooed on my body with death underneath of it. I'm not doing it. And so, you know, we're chatting amongst ourselves, the bar's closing down, he wanders off, and then I hear my name, Mandy, and I look over and he's at the door to the like little smoking area with our Robert Mitchum grandson guy, and he's like, come over here and show him. So I go over there and I show him the tattoo, and I show him the picture, you know, of the original two of them together, because you can see Feldman as well. He's like, oh yeah, Corey would love to see that, you got to show it to him. I was like, oh yeah, I'll show it to him. He's like, yeah, he takes forever, but he'll be out in a while. And we ended up hanging around for
like an hour.
Was it an hour?
I feel like it was
a long time.
It feels like an hour. It more than likely was only like a half. No, it was at least 45 minutes.
So he comes out, we're outside, we meet some other people, they're looking at the tattoo, everyone, people who are left in the room are very excited about my tattoo. And I'm like, oh, you got to show it to Corey. You got to show. I'll show. Yeah, I'll show him. I'll hang out. I'll show him. And then we're hanging out outside and kind of getting shamed by the venue owner because I think he thinks we're trying to sneak back into the meet and greet because they're doing the meet and greet inside. Which, and we're like, to be fair, Corey Feldman should have been down for like an hour earlier. And we're like, no, we don't care. Like, we're not gonna close the door. I don't give a fuck. Right. You know? I'm just like trying to, all these people are saying, do this thing. Anyways,
even, I mean, the bass player, guitar player, whatever was like, no, we're going to go off here. Why don't we just here, take a picture of it. And then you could show it to him. And he's like, what, you're leaving? We're like, well, yeah. I mean, it's Tuesday, dude. We got to go to work tomorrow.
And we were kind of joking around like, hey, we can meet you out back, you know, by the tour bus or whatever later when you're done. And then I think Charlotte said like out by your Honda Civic. Listen. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's right. I didn't say that.
It was, but I didn't say it to anybody that would have gotten offended by it.
You said it to me.
Yeah.
That was sister talk. Sister and the whole internet talk.
Well, yeah.
I thought you were going to say the Holy Ghost.
Well, them too. We don't know what they're doing. Boy. Anyway, that pretty much sums up the Corey Feldman experience. I hope that you feel like you got to participate with us.
I will say this. You. If you do get to go, let's say they play at the Wild Buffalo again, let's just say, because I know like Nate and Janelle went, or Courtney and Janelle went. Uh-huh. I don't know if Nate actually went.
Charlotte.
Yep.
I'm not paying.
I was gonna say, definitely don't pay for the meet and greet, because honestly, I was going to. I was like, that was my plan too. I was like, I'm gonna get shit faced. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna pay for a meet and greet. And honestly, I don't even want to talk to him. I just want to take a picture and be done with it.
Yeah.
But like, if it was like $50, I was gonna fucking pay it. But then it was because it was so last minute and I totally forgot about it. I was like, fuck. And I didn't even see an option for a meet and greet. I was like, I don't even think he's doing it. But then he had said, because apparently he did release an album at like in like 89 or 88, something like that. And of course it didn't do anything. Oh no, he self-released it. So he has all these copies that he gave for his friends, but nobody has it. Like you can't find it on Spotify. And he's like, yeah, people really wish that I could have it. I just gave them away to my friends, whatever. But he's like, so if you want this original album, but also like the Essential Millennium and whatever the new album is or whatever, I don't even fucking know. It's a $200 collector's box set. I will sign it for you and you don't even have to pay for the meet and greet. And I'm just like, I'm like, oh, do it, man. It's like, you are not fucking doing that. I was like, we can split it. She's like, no. But had we done that, I would have been fucking pissed because I would have had to wait for 2 hours for that asshole to come down. And it's like, it's fucking Tuesday. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like you think you'd be kind of starstruck, but you weren't.
No.
You weren't.
I mean, you have to, when you're starstruck, it's because you respect the person so much that you're like, oh my God, I don't want to be a moron in front of them. And then you're also like, they're like super important. Who the fuck am I? Or I don't know how to explain being starstruck, but I think it's pretty good base. Like, mm-hmm. But when you're like, fucking Corey Feldman, what is going on with you, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's just more like, I'm sad for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, like I said, white bear. Black Mirror, everyone just filming the train wreck and not helping him, not being like, you need to stop this, stop what you're doing.
But I love your jacket.
It was more of a duster.
Fucking fabulous. Every outfit was fire.
And if you want to be fired,
head on over to Apple Podcasts
and don't leave a review, because if you don't leave a review, you're fired.
But you should leave one. It helps people find us, you know, but lets us know you're listening.
For only $3, you can join Snickers, who's such a good Snickers boy, and become a patron. It only costs $3, and it really helps us continue to be motivated.
Correct.
To create this content for you.
And then we have a YouTube. You can like and subscribe and share with your friends.
We are on all the social medias: Facebook, YouTube, Pornhub,
Pinterest,
LinkedIn.
We're on Pornhub?
Nope.
Send us yours. Have you seen Corey Feldman? If you have, and you have little tidbits you'd like to add and we can repent for later, send it over to fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
And lastly, check out our official merch page. It's on TeePublic, which is on our link tree, which is on all of our social medias.
Tiffany, thanks for coming. Next time we'll
thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen to Ascension Millennium right now.
Be excellent to each other, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later.